The Steve Cochran Show.
Sports, here's Dave Bennett.
Thank you, Andrea. Good morning. Tragedy is nothing new to the Northwestern Athletic Program, but it has hit and hit hard again with the sudden death of head football coach Randy Walker. The 52-year-old Walker died last night of an apparent heart attack. He was entering his eighth season as the Wildcats head coach. Earned a spot as one of the most successful coaches in Northwestern history.
If you were listening to this radio station 10 years ago, that was actually 10 years ago yesterday, that broadcast, because it was 10 years ago today that we lost Randy Walker. And a very sad anniversary.
Sad for us and sad for you especially.
Well, I think everybody who had followed college football, everybody who was close to the Northwestern program, and certainly very sad for this man who has held the seat that Randy occupied for the past 10 years, the current head coach of the Northwestern Wildcats, Pat Fitzgerald. Can you believe that it's been 10 years?
You know, Dave, it's almost surreal to think, but at the same time, you know, I think Coach would be looking down saying, hey, let's not be sad. Let's it's a beautiful day. Let's go play golf.
Yeah.
You know, and being positive and upbeat like he always was. And, you know, what a great friend, a great teacher, a great husband, a great father, a great football coach. You know, the list goes on and on. And, you know, we hope that we continue his legacy on every day in our program. And, just very thankful for Tammy and the Walker family. And that's who you think of on days like today. Just, you know, the impact 10 years ago had on the Walker family and then all the young men that, you know, coaches that Coach Walker touched. That he made a huge impact. And as you know, his many phrases go on and on, but one was talking about the power of influence that each coach had. And, you know, nobody had a bigger power of influence on positive impact of young people and coaches than Randy Walker.
Yeah, being around the program as we are, you really feel his presence today. And Pat, I think you get a lot of credit for keeping that sense of Randy's presence around the program, that sometimes in small ways and sometimes in ways that maybe people who are casual observers might not recognize, but it's really been, I think, a priority for you over the past 10 years to make sure that you memorialize him the right way.
Well, absolutely. You know, when Mark Murphy and President Beanen, you know, came to me and asked me to continue on Coach's legacy and keep the program moving in the direction that Coach had it, you know, that was a priority to all of us as a staff. You know, this is, you know, we've been given a blueprint here, and, you know, it works the Northwestern way. It works the Walk way. And, you know, you obviously have to be as a leader. You have to be who you are. And I'm sure Sammy would say that, you know, Randy and I are very different, and we are. But I think a big part of who I am at my core as a teacher and as a coach are the lessons that I learned from Randy. And, you know, there's coaches throughout this country at all levels that have been impacted and touched by Randy and by Tammy. And we hope that we lift up his legacy every day. And you know, this is a special year. You know, we've got the Run for Walk coming up here on July 31st, and, you know, you can go to nusports.com/ run for walk, and it's a 4.1 mile run. Randy wore 41 when he was at Miami, and, you know, that kind of, you know, today and then all the way through the year, and Coach will be inducted into the Hall of Fame here at NU. So real special year to honor Coach's legacy, and hopefully we play that way this fall.
Fitz, it's Mark Harmon. You have your players touch a trust yourself little sign coming out onto the field. What does that mean to you? Why do you have them touch that?
Well, you know, Mark, great to talk to you this morning, by the way. But you know, Coach Walk always gave a great story in training camp. You know, about that 2x4 symbolizing preparation and. You know, being able to walk across it, you know, heel to toe, is basically just something you can do out of repetition. And then once you believe you can do it, you can close your eyes and do it. And that was one of the symbols that he wanted our guys to see as we walked off the field on Thursday when the physical preparation was complete. And then see it again as we took the field and left the field that, you know, if you don't trust yourself, how can you go out and perform? And then how can your teammates trust you? And how can your coaches trust you? And, you know, 11 heartbeats operating as one on the field. So, you know, something that we continue to believe in, you know, truly here in our program, that, you know, success in our game, a lot like success in life, is how you prepare, and you know, it's a choice, and hopefully we lift up that legacy with everything that we do, not only on the football field, but also in the way we carry ourselves every day. And, you know, obviously here at Northwestern, with the way that our guys carry themselves in the community, and then, you know, act in the classroom and trust themselves academically also.
And we can't be remiss without mentioning Coach, without mentioning Tammy Walker, his wife, who still assists with home football games. She works part-time in the athletic office and helps with the major donors. And Fitz, I was laughing at the article. They wrote a real nice article on the Tribune after the golf outing in honor of Coach Walker, where they said, do you think he's looking down? She said, oh, of course, but he'd probably say, oh, girl, what are you doing on the sidelines? Get off the sidelines.
Yeah, you know, there's so many one-liners, and Dave, you probably run them all off. I mean, you know, Coach was, he was one of a kind, and, you know, he would say all the time, his rock that he stood upon is Tammy, and she still is for Stacy and I. I mean, she's a big part of our program, a big part of the athletic department, but a big part of, you know, and very thankful for, in our lives, you know, selfishly, Stacy and I. Tammy's been so great to us from when the opportunity was presented to come back to be a part of the staff, to continue to be a part of the program, you know, 10 years later after we lost Coach. I think, I don't want to speak for Tammy, but also shows the impact that our community here at Northwestern has had on the Walker family and Tammy in specific. So, something really special, you know. As you, Dave, as you know, I'm an Irish Catholic guy from the South Side, very different than Coach Walk, you know, from our upbringings, but, you know, very similar. And, you know, anytime you lose somebody that had an impact on your life, and instead of being sad, we believe in our family about celebrating it. And, you know, an honor, Coach, I'm going to, with one of our great families that touch our program, we're going out to play golf today. And you know, Dave, yeah. I'm a superstar in the golf.
No, I know. Yeah, we've seen. Yeah.
So is Dave, Coach.
Yeah, no, he knows. He knows. You got about 9.5 weeks till your first game, so play golf while you can. September 3rd against Western Michigan in Evanston. I know you'll come back on and talk about the season coming up. But again, the Run for Walk, July 31st, and proceeds are benefiting the Big Brothers, Big Sisters of Metropolitan Chicago. Great cause.
Yeah, great cause and an awesome event. I ran into it a couple of years ago, but after I had my hip worked on a little bit, I'm keeping it to about 2 or 3 miles. I've gotten soft here, Dave, but 4.1 miles throughout beautiful Evanston and, you know, finishing in Ryan Field. It's a special day, and I hope everybody has a great and safe 4th of July holiday. And, you know, all those that were touched by Randy today, you know, hashtag walk day or something like that on Twitter, who knows, you know, but it's something special to celebrate Coach's legacy. And thanks for letting me share a few thoughts. And Dave, happy 4th of July, Mr. Katz.
Thanks, you too. Hit him straight, Coach.
Oh, that's not going to happen, but we're going to have fun. You know, as always, I'm the number one rated 19th hole guy, so it's a 9 and 9 with
there you go.
There you go.
I'll be the number one 10th rated 10th hole today. So, hey, have a great 4th of July. Go Cats. Thanks.
There he goes. There it is. Yeah, they get it. It's awesome. We love the coach. He's the best.
Yeah, I can't believe that was 10 years ago today.
How about
I can still remember because people have been calling me all night and my phone was off.
Yeah.
And I woke up in the morning just stunned. But get out there July 31st in Evanston. Great event.